Let's take a quick look at the collaborative plan development meeting process and potential billing. So first, we'll start with the collaborative plan development meeting process. So this is a meeting coordinated with the client, family, as well as staff involved in the case. These meetings should occur after the completion of the full assessment and or reassessment in the CANS. Also note that medical necessity should be established first prior to the completion of the client's treatment plan. This meeting should reinforce working collaboratively with the client and family to develop objectives for treatment during this particular meeting. As for collaborative plan development billing, determining what procedure code to bill for plan development meetings will depend on what was discussed in the meeting as a group. Some examples to consider are discussions surrounding the client's mental health and developing objectives for the client to assist with reducing mental health symptoms and behaviors and functional impairment would be billed as H0032 plan development. Discussion related to targeted case management needs only, such as referrals to community resources that the client may benefit from, would be coded as T1017, being that that was the focus of the meeting. So again, as stated before, determining what procedure code you are going to utilize for these meetings will depend on what was discussed.